Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes, you heard it right there. Morning After Show sponsored by CGR Wholesale Roofing and Siding Supply Center. We get moving. We take your calls all day on that fan hotline presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. Kenny Pickett, he had it going. Steelers win 24-17 last night. Did they beat a great team? No. Are they a great team? No. But they got things done, and they did what they needed to do. Pickett.
I think it's just chemistry playing together, and you know we're all believing in what we're doing, and we're showing up every day to work, and every guy in that locker room wants to win, and we're doing everything it takes to go out there and win, and we're leaving it out there. I think that's if you have that, you know, you got a shot. So that's a good starting point. And there's a lot of things to clean up, but you know, if we continue to build on the positives and clean up the negatives, I think we'll continue to turn in this direction.
Big play in this game. Here we are.
Now they're going, as Kurt said, for two. From the two. Pickett gets the shotgun snap. A block from his center. Flush from the pocket. Running to the numbers. Cocks his arm. Throws in the end zone. Caught in the corner on a knee by George Pickens for two. And the lead is 7 for the Steelers.
Ended up being big. Push it from 22 to 24-17. That was your final. We talk about it. 412-928-9370. You can call or text. When you text, use that Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. I thought Kenny Pickett was pretty good. I thought Kenny Pickett now has, I don't want to say turned the corner, because I've said this all along. The only true way to go ahead and view and to give a grade to Kenny Pickett will be to look at the clump of 12 games that he plays and then come out the other side of it when the season is over and say, okay, how did he do? What is he for our franchise? But I think people, me included, everybody, people who do sports talk radio shows, are derelict of duty if they don't microanalyze and look at it after each game, after every two games, after each quarter, after every three games, whatever. And to analyze what he did last night, for me, he at least gets a solid B. This is a guy that went 20 of 28 for 174, no touchdowns but no interceptions. And over the past 3 weeks, Kenny Pickett is 63 for 100 for 638, a touchdown and no interceptions, and he's rushed the football for 97 yards and a touchdown. This is a man who, in the past 3 weeks, I don't want to make him out, and I won't make him out to be Tom Brady, but it has turned even a small corner, and he's gotten a lot better.
I'm with you, and I've been critical of him, but you're right. We've decided to try and reserve our judgment. It's like you get homework assignments and pop quizzes and midterms and all that leading up to one big final grade at the end of the year. And if we're building up to that one big final grade at the end of the year, this felt like, especially that drive that, you know, was punctuated by the Snell touchdown run and that 2-point conversion throw to Pickens in the corner of the end zone, which was the first moment this year where I've gone, ooh, wow, that was a first round quarterback. At least in my opinion, that's the first time this year I've gone, that guy might be worth that pick. All of that is, that's acing a midterm for me by Kenny Pickett last night, especially in that fourth quarter, that final drive, and that throw to Pickens. I give him a solid A, despite some early misses and a couple of key drops early on. He came back to guys. He continued to get after it. A rough third quarter where they barely had the ball at all, and it felt like the defense was going to let the Colts back into the game after the big kick return. He helped steady it in the fourth quarter and helped close it out with the 2-point conversion throw.
Yeah, this is the best I've felt about the Steelers all year long because the quarterback now for three straight games hasn't turned the ball over. After one, I was encouraged. After two, okay, here we go, even though the second half against Cincinnati was not good. But then he doesn't turn the ball over yesterday. And if you want to talk about managing a game perfectly, I thought he did it. He was let down by a couple of George Pickens drops in the third quarter that I think the Steelers could have possessed the ball a little bit longer there. I don't put those on Kenny. Were they the best throws? No. Did it put Pickens in an awkward position? Sure, but he's got to make those plays. Kenny Pickett also, like you said, Chris, that two-point conversion, he's on the run, he's off platform. He doesn't have the strongest arm. It was a laser beam. It was accurate. He made something out of nothing when the offensive line sort of let him down there.
Yes, and that to me is that needs to be pointed out. A lot of people will focus on the two-point conversion, and they should. It was absolutely not a run-pass option. Dan Moore Jr., as he did all night, got blown up. Couldn't put in a blender, didn't know what the heck he was doing. Kenny Pickett, for times, in different times, I think, during his professional career, has abandoned the pocket too quickly. This time, I think that his mental clock worked exactly right, or at least his vision just did, because he saw people right in it, and he got the hell out of there, elongated the play, drifted along in the line of sight with his receiver, and made a great connection with a receiver that a lot of people think he's going to make a great connection with for time to come, and made a really good play, elongating a play, and going parallel to the scrimmage line. It wasn't an RPO. It wasn't supposed to work out like that. It was improvisation, and that's exactly why Kenny Pickett was drafted.
And how many times did we see him make that? I feel like that exact kind of play at Pitt, especially in his final year. Like, that's the kind of stuff that you saw in his final year at Pitt that you went, okay, this is why the guy's climbing the draft boards, right? Because he's got that ability, like you said, Crowley, off platform, right? Things get blown up. He still makes a play. He still puts it in the one spot where his receiver can get it. And I'd agree. This is the best I've felt about him all year specifically. And really, despite Najee Harris not being available, the best I've felt about the offense all year, because Snell and McFarland didn't seem to skip a beat.
And if Matthew Wright doesn't miss two field goals in the Saints game, you put up 26 points there. You put up 30 against Cincinnati. Now you put up 24 against a good Colts defense. Bad team, good defense. And I don't know that I want to do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. This was a very Roethlisberger rookie year type performance from Kenny Pickett. He did not screw the game up. He made plays in crucial moments, and he used his legs in addition to his arm. I'm not saying there was anything over-the-top spectacular. It did have that nice ball back shoulder to George Pickens, the 35-yarder. But Kenny Pickett did what you would expect from a guy who was a first-round quarterback. And I'm hoping now that these 3 weeks, without turning it over, maybe this can be his floor. And you can build off of these now.
Well, here's the other thing. What if it's his ceiling? And we're the Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. I think maybe I've got this figured out. And I'm okay with this. And this could be like the Andy Dalton like the Andy Dalton Bengals. Or like, dare I say, like for a decade when Joe Gibbs, even more than that, coached the Washington Redskins. Maybe, just maybe, people in Pittsburgh are waiting for something that's never going to happen. And it might never happen, and they're wishing for something, and they need something that's never going to happen with Kenny Pickett. Even though he was drafted in the first round. Maybe Kenny Pickett will never be the best player on this football team or on the offense. Perhaps Kenny Pickett is just a player, and a good one, and that is the design of all of this. He's a caretaker, he's a guy that's going to be a game manager, and he's a guy that's going to play that role. And where I do, and go ahead and draw that parallel to Joe Gibbs or draw that parallel to Andy Dalton, is maybe, just maybe, now the onus is on building around him, building an offensive line, getting more receivers, beefing up that defense. And we saw for so long the best player on that offense that we thought, there were times it was Antonio Brown, of course, but the best player on that offense for a certain time was the quarterback. Maybe the new advent and the new thrust of this Steelers team and the way that it's going to push into the future is the best player might not be the quarterback.
Yeah.
It just might be, he might be one of the best players, or he's a guy asked to not kind of screw it up. I get it and I understand it, that that's not what you generally get out of a first round pick. But that being said, we were spoiled for so long. Spoiled's the wrong word. It just is the word that came out. By a guy that we looked at and go, put this game on your shoulders and go win it. maybe we're looking for something that's fleeting and we'll never get back, is a guy that puts the game on his shoulders all the time. And Kenny Pickett is just a part of what they're trying to build as a full team.
Yeah, and I think that's a good point in that what we saw last night, you still probably shouldn't expect that on a week-to-week basis, right? Like, that's, if it happens on a week-to-week basis, that's wonderful. But as long as he's protecting the football, and it's a big Mike Tomlin thing this year, protecting the football, not giving it to the other guys. And if he does that, what, once every three or four games, has a moment like the throw to Pickens in the corner of the end zone, then you go, okay, that's all I need. If, like you said, you're going to actually put a decent offensive line in front of him, you're going to build up the targets around him, you're going to beef up the other side of the ball so that it's not just three guys trying to make plays all the time. That's what I think their goal and their end game is. And if Kenny Pickett ends up being that at the 20th overall pick and they properly build around him, I'm okay with that.
And I think that's what they're trying to do in Miami with Tua, and it looks like they have done it. Tua was not great early in his career, and he's still early in his career, but now he's been great, and the offensive line's been beefed up, and you've got maybe the fastest skill position players in the league, but it absolutely puts the onus on team building here.
Yes.
Ben Roethlisberger made up for a ton of personnel mistakes, and that's what you need out of a franchise quarterback to, I think, be an eraser when you do make mistakes on a given Sunday or whenever you do have holes in your roster. If Kenny Pickett, if this is what he's going to be, as a good player, not your best player, you have got to be almost perfect in your team building then.
It feels very Eli-ish to me. Like, they always had more often than not, had a really solid roster built around Eli Manning in New York. Think about his early days. Strahan was still there. The defense was very good. And then they always had weapons around him as well. It feels like that to me. Maybe that's misplaced a bit, but that's the first thing that popped in my head is there was always a team built around him. And yeah, he'd make mistakes and you'd shake your head occasionally, but they didn't ask him to go out and win it for them every single week.
Yeah, the only change, though, is right now it feels like the league is built on the quarterback putting the team on his shoulders.
Right.
And so we'll see how it all plays out.
Well, the other thing, apart from team building, is scheme-wise, you got to make sure there's a fit there. You've got to have a dynamic offensive play caller that can get the most out of a limited body at quarterback. Kenny Pickett's not one of these super skilled guys. It's not just about surrounding him with talent. On the field, you also have to put him in a position to succeed in the film room and then schematically.
Yeah, oh, I agree with that.
He's got his own cubicle now, Crowley. Come on.
Yeah, but what is that? Like, I don't find that to be odd.
I don't either. I think it's funny that it was a big deal.
I still don't find it to be confirmed either. And it's more so, what I've been told, is a workspace that's not unlike most quarterbacks have.
Like Jim Colony's old cubicle.
Right. It's just very strange that it's been made such a big deal. I just look at Kenny Pickett last night, and I do, and it's a three-game stretch in which I'm really, really excited about. And I think that it's a three-game stretch and what he's just done over this where you look at it and you have to say, wow, he has played the best he's played all season. I still can't come down on a huge verdict until after the season is done and it looks at the 12-game clump because he could go in the tank or he could be great again. But I have firmly decided, at least for me, that Kenny Pickett, I don't think we'll ever look at and say he's on like that Mount Rushmore quarterbacks or Kenny Pickett will be that guy that's right among the game's elite. And I'm okay with building a team like that. He will be somebody that's just a part of the whole.
Yeah.
It's never going to be where he is the big time. This is why this team is going to go out and win or lose a bunch of games. He's a do your job kind of guy.
I keep searching for comps. I don't know why. He's his own guy, but like Derek Carr-ish maybe in a way, in that you've got to have the right weapons around him. And occasionally you're going to have a year where you go 8-9, and you know it might not be because let's be honest, this defense is going to age as well, right? And like you said, Crowley, I think it's an important point. You're going to have to really hit all the marks in building the team around him to ensure that you remain that perennial Super Bowl contender or perennial playoff team as you were with Roethlisberger at quarterback. You could just count on Ben to just show up and be that guy, like you said, Colin. Well, now, if you can't count on Kenny to do that every single week, but you still know it's in there and you're going to see it in flashes like we saw in the fourth quarter last night, then you've got to hit all the marks in building around him, and everyone around him has to make every play, and guys can't drop balls, and guys can't miss blocks or miss reads around him.
I think 20 of 28 for 174, and you can up that yardage total some, but if you're waiting on Josh Allen numbers, they're not coming. They're just not. This is a great performance from Kenny Pickett, at least in the now, mm-hmm. in what he is. This is as close to being super as you're going to get from him.
6 of 7. It's only for 41 yards in the fourth quarter, but that drive that he put together there, that final drive, and again punctuating it with the throw to Pickens on the two-pointer, 6 of 7 for 41 yards in the clutch. I'll take that every time.
How about Matt Canada waiting until the fourth quarter to get his Gunnar Olszewski handoff in? And it went for 9 yards after the personal foul, which was actually a pretty big play.
Well, the Steelers are predictable, according to Jermaine Pratt.
Yes.
This is Matt Canada's idea of not being predictable. Instead of on the first series, we'll do it at the end of the game.
They were predictable, according to one of the Colts' inside linebackers you could hear on the broadcast in the third quarter yelling out, "It's the same play!"
Yeah, I do, and I question that, too, is if he was just pointing out it was the same play as the other
one. As the previous,
one.
Yeah.
Right, and where people will make a big deal of that. I thought Matt Canada was not good early. Honestly, especially after a quick change when they should have tried to hit a home run ball to George Pickens, what has become absolutely crystal clear is it's okay to just throw it in the vicinity of George mm-hmm. Pickens and allow him to try to make a play. But I thought Matt Canada was very complacent, especially early. But a win is a win is a win, even though it was against a not very good team who didn't know what the hell they were doing at the end of the football game. Take it or flush it, coming up in just a couple minutes. Time right now, 6:16, brought to you by Gina Giampietro of RE/MAX Select Realty. Hit us on Twitter. We're there, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Peters Township. Visit them online, southhillsjeep.com. Again, take it or flush it, coming up in just a little bit. And what can the Steelers get to now that they're 4-7? We do some talking and we do some looking ahead of this schedule that's right in front of us. But right now, Armstrong Comfort Solutions and Matt Mertz Plumbing there for you. Maybe you woke up this morning and you're jubilant, you're happy, you're excited about that football team, but there's water all over your floor because you got some kind of leak. Oh, that's no good. Clogged toilet, no hot water, that leak. Oof. Armstrong Comfort Solutions and Matt Mertz Plumbing will take care of you. They accept all forms of credit, card.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And financing is available to those who qualify. Call them today or book that appointment online, armstrongcomfort.com. Cam Hayward, top of the next hour, 7 o'clock. We hear from him. Your calls all morning, 412-928-9370. What can the Steelers get to record-wise? It's really, really interesting. We go over that in the next segment. Twitter poll before the hour's out. And pregame show last night, Paul Zeiss had some fun. There, you guys got so off track, Crowley. What happened there?
Paul happened, but it was fun. It was wild. I can't break down Colts Steelers, pregame, X's and O's for 3.5 hours. So I'm happy there was some Paulness up in there.
Yeah, it was great. It was super stuff. I was listening. I was laughing so hard. We hear some of that before the hour's out. And again, take your calls all morning. Take it or flush it. Let's go.
And now it's time for Take It or Flush It. Presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing. Now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family.
All right, here we go. Take it or flush it. What do we got here?
Crowley mentioned doing this over the weekend, the holiday weekend for the U.S.-England match. Today's a big one, too. 2 o'clock. They got to beat Iran to get into the knockout round. So going out, maybe having a drink or two this afternoon during the U.S. soccer match. Take it or flush it.
I will flush it. I only drink on Saturdays. So nope, no
No communal viewing either?
No weekday drinking for me. Nope.
If I didn't have to watch my daughter today and I had my was left up to my own devices, yeah, I'd go out. I like to be around people for the big events.
Uh-huh.
Steelers playoff game, West Virginia football game. I like to be around people. So if I was left to my own devices, yeah, I would take that. I'd be going out for it. It's a big match against Iran.
Yeah, and if it weren't running on, what are we on, 4 or 5 hours of sleep, maybe less than that, I'd probably go out and have a pop, too, just and watch the game with some friends. But this is a classic sit at home on the couch and sweat it out by yourself.
You know, one thing I did notice about Fox's coverage is when they list the games, okay? So they'll list like 4 games, and it'll say like Uruguay and Ecuador. And I don't know, I'm making this up. Or Brazil and Germany, whatever. So they'll list Uruguay and Ecuador at 5. That's what time it kicks off. They'll list Brazil. Have you noticed this too?
Yes.
Like Brazil, Australia, and it'll list like 9 a.m. It kicks off at 9 a.m. It'll list, I don't know, Belgium and whomever. And it'll say 10, and it kicks off at 10. It always lists the American game. It'll say 1 o'clock.
Yeah, an hour early.
An hour early to hook you into the whole pregame.
So you can listen to Alexi Lawless go on a rant.
But it is false advertising. It's the only one it ever lists an hour earlier.
It's genius.
It is. It totally is. Because you think, oh, my God. And then, nah, I can't go do something for an hour. I just got to watch this.
It's like when NBC or Turner tell you a Penguins game is going to start at 8 o'clock and it doesn't start till 8:25.
Right. And they do that all the time with those weekend games. Uh-huh. Noon, puck drop. Nope, 12:30.
Yeah. All right, what do you got here? Take it or flush it.
Putting up your Christmas lights. Not the time of the year. Maybe it's too early for some, whatever. I would let you do whatever you want to do with your Christmas lights. But do you guys put up Christmas lights on your house? Take it or flush it.
Take it.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
They're already up. I put them up on – they didn't take very long because I have a system, and it's already up, and there's not many. I mean, I'm not – it's not gigantic display. But, yes, I put them up on – was either Saturday or Sunday very quickly.
Yep.
So they're done.
Take it. We put them up weeks ago because our son really wanted them up, and I was like, all right, pal, you know what? We'll put them up because the weather was really nice too when we put them up. And so they're up. They've been up for weeks, and no Griswold action or anything like that, but a couple lights in the bushes and things like that.
See, we've done it the last 2 years, and now I'm out. We're just doing wreaths, and we did a little Grinch in the front yard stealing packages and one strand of lights like on the walkway. I hate getting up on the ladder, so
don't
I'm
do
out
it.
On
you know
that.
What the move is?
Don't do
get
the
one of those projectors and put it in the front yard, and it shines onto the house.
Not a bad call.
That's a great move. And then you just run an extension cord out there, and bang, you flash it onto the house. It's like a movie projector on your house. It's a full-on thing.
Pretty good.
Those are great. Those
Pretty
are
good.
Super. Yes, absolutely. All right, take it or flush it. So Greg Finley, the overnight producer on the AM, someone stole his pizza, and he's sure of this. He had 3 slices in the fridge here at work, and someone took them and ate them. This is the second item of food that has been taken out and someone has eaten it, right? So take it or flush it. He's contemplating this, I think, or I'm trying to talk him into this. Using the rare occurrence of using the inner office all email to send and say, hey, does anybody know the story behind my pizza? I'm sure it was in there and now it's gone. Using the inner office email for that.
I would flush it. I'm still very intrigued as to who may have taken Greg Finley's pizza from the back fridge, but because I can't wrap my brain around who takes someone's leftovers from a common fridge like that. But I would not go. This is not all office email level for me quite yet.
See, it is to me because he lost a cookie before, a couple cookies, in fact, and now he's lost his pizza. And if I know one thing about Greg Finley, he lives his life by the book. He lives his life by the same schedule all the time. My man was waiting till 10 o'clock to eat his pizza. It's the only thing he was looking forward to all damn day.
And he never checked it till he went back there to eat it.
Yeah, that's a rookie mistake.
Well, why would he? Yeah, like Collins.
Because it got stolen before. I think it was Kale Burger, but that's besides the point. I would send out an inter-office email. Yeah, Kale was here.
I would send it out to at least 93.7 The Fan and just shake up the hour station. I would do that and just ask, hey, does anybody know anything about my pizza? I'd pull that move. All right, listen to Cook and Joe every Wednesday. Pull that move. Hear about Starkey's Card of the Week, Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry. All our contests on our website, 937thefan.com. Up next, what can they get to now? 4-7. Let's go over what's in front of your Pittsburgh Steelers and take your calls as well. 412-928-9370. You know how to do the holidays, right? Deck the halls, go to the parties, do all the stuff. We'll get to Dunkin' right now. Cold brew with some bells and whistles of its own.
Yeah, Pittsburgh, the slow steeped, ultra smooth cookie butter cold brew was made for you and made for me and made for the holidays. Full of warm holiday spices. They top it with that cookie butter cold foam and cookie butter crumbles. Pairs perfectly with that new cookie butter donut as well. Jingle your bells on over to Dunkin' today. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer, terms apply. Pittsburgh runs on Dunkin'.
It's a group effort, man. You know, if I make a bad throw, those guys pick me up. If, you know, they miss a block or they drop a pass, I'll pick them up and we just continue to move on that way. You know, that's what great teams do, great teammates do. And you just continue to see the improvements throughout the game. You know, when we get back on track like we did and converting those big third downs, going down there and punching it in and then getting the two-point conversion. I mean, I think everybody sticking together, working towards that same goal is really what drove that.
It certainly did. Steelers win 24-17 last night. Tail of two halves looked pretty good in the first half. And, it, you know, let's not be get out over our skis too much. This was two very average at best football teams playing against each other. But the Pittsburgh Steelers found a way to win, and I thought Kenny Pickett really found a way to get it done and made some great plays in the first half, had an overthrow, let the ball float just a little bit in the first half. But I thought he was on point, 20 of 28, 174, took care of the football. And it's glaringly obvious that is goal number one, at least what has been laid out to him by the organization, to take care of the football this rookie year and then sort of build off of what that foundation is. But let's look at what's ahead for the Steelers. Short week, Tomlin talked about this. You get home, it's not all that long of a flight, but you do waste at least a half day, if not a full day, as you prepare to go on the road again Sunday, 1 o'clock, Atlanta. So Atlanta's in front of the Steelers. What's Atlanta? I don't know, 5-7, something like that. They're not very good. Baltimore is then after that, then Carolina, at Carolina, home to Vegas, at Baltimore, and then home to Cleveland. So the Steelers have six more games left. He can't win them all. I don't think they'll lose them all. The truth is somewhere in the middle. It's just a matter of how much that middle is. Tomlin's going to end up getting a 500.
You think?
I think he might.
Here's the crazy part. If they play like they did last night, and that's a pretty big qualifier, but they've started to kind of string things together a bit on offense. If they play like they did last night, you look at the level of competition they face over the next month, it's not crazy to see them win three of those games. Like Atlanta, Carolina, Vegas. And we've been talking about this all year. The back half of the schedule kind of built itself for this. But if I looked up and Christmas morning, the Pittsburgh Steelers are 7-8, it wouldn't shock me.
It wouldn't shock me either. And I do think it's important. While Indianapolis is not a good football team, that's a defense that held Kansas City to 17 points. A defense that held the Philadelphia Eagles to 17 points. That's a pretty good Indianapolis Colts defense. And the Steelers didn't blow them away offensively, but they put up 24 points, which is a massive step in the right direction. I also want to see Kenny Pickett in the dome for the second week in a row. I think there might be something there. But I also don't think it's out of the question to split with Baltimore. They always seem to do that. They seem to have Lamar Jackson's number. That team can't hold a lead, so I think they've probably got confidence problems.
So if they split with Baltimore, Crowley, in the other three games we mentioned, they're 8-8 going into the finale against Cleveland, and as Colin mentioned,
they're not going to be 8-9. I've told you, there's going to be a tie.
Well, they're going to tie Cleveland.
They're going to be 8-8-1. Right.
Cleveland was this close to a tie this past weekend. They can do it. They're capable.
And the ties, there are a lot of games headed for ties.
They shortened OT, we talked about this a couple years ago when they shortened it to 10 minutes. You're setting yourself up for more ties.
They're not going to lose to Las Vegas at home on Franco night. Mike Tomlin's teams, he gets the best out of them in primetime. They took the Miami Dolphins down to the wire.
Yeah.
Better than any team has in the last month or so. I mean, and that was a primetime game.
And they can beat Carolina.
Oh, absolutely.
What's Carolina? 4-8,
I think? Yeah, they suck.
I think the Steelers might be a road favorite in that one slightly. Slightly.
I agree with you there.
Who's your quarterback now? Darnold again?
They go back and forth every freaking week.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not a murderer's row schedule. And really, if you look back before you look forward, the Steelers have largely taken care of business against not great teams, and they've lost to really good teams.
Here's what I think is a big takeaway for this morning for Steeler fans. As you're on your way to work, or you're standing around the water cooler or coffee machine or whatever at work is, I think there needs to be a careful quotient with biting off too much now. Like, this is, if you look at the last 3 weeks and what the Steelers have done, they scored 20 in a win against New Orleans. They scored 30 in a loss against Cincinnati. They scored 24 last night. As we said, Pickett takes care of the football. Don't expect an exponential spike or a jump against Atlanta. It's a keep on keeping on.
Know your limits.
Like, right. If you won one
big bet, that doesn't mean you're going to win all the big bets.
Right. Or don't, if you win at roulette and you've been only laying $20 down on each spin, don't then decide that you want to put $80 in chips down. And it comes up double zeros and you didn't cover it and you're like, oh, man. It's okay to go in Atlanta with the same game plan, with a game manager to take care of the football and try to beat Atlanta 23-16.
Yeah.
Or 20-13. That's okay. This is the blueprint for now. Like, people say the season's lost. I don't know if it's lost, but what I do think is this. This is the way they're going to have any success for this season.
Yeah, it took them 3 months to get here, but they finally got to the blueprint that they had laid before the season started. QB doesn't turn it over, makes maybe one big play at some point in the game. Your defense stands strong, even if it is against an inferior crap offense in the Colts. Only gives up really one drive of any significance all night, and you limit the explosive plays by the other team. And yeah, you're going to have an opportunity to win every week when you look at this schedule and the way it sets up.
And you know what I'm not here for, by the way? At the end of this football game, to micro it down to 1 point, people, and they're rightly so, they're hammering Jeff Saturday, who started coaching last month, about timeout usage at the end. Is it okay to ask Matt Ryan, who played his first NFL game in 2008 and has played 230 games, is it okay to ask him to have some situational awareness to do one of two things, get out of bounds or call a timeout himself? Like, I'm okay to blame Jeff Saturday. I'm also okay to blame the quarterback, who's been playing since, like, Thomas Jefferson was in office, and blame both of those guys and say there's got to be some situational awareness both ways here.
Yeah, unless Jeff Saturday was in Matt Ryan's ears yelling, don't take the timeout, don't take the timeout. You're absolutely right. He looked to me like he's just mentally checked out.
Matt Ryan has aged 15 years in 3 years.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
When you watch the Atlanta teams, it was either pandemic year or the year before. I want to say it was like 2019. He was doing stuff, slinging it all over the yard, getting up to the scrimmage line, throwing the football quick. He looks like he has aged and become 60 years old in 2 years.
He looked worse yesterday and has looked worse this year than Ben Roethlisberger did last year.
I totally agree with you.
He got benched for Sam Ellinger.
Yep.
But the thing is, it's precipitous. He absolutely didn't look like that.
No.
25 games ago in his career.
Losing peak prime Julio Jones when he left Atlanta ripped his soul out. And ever since then, he's been a shell of himself.
Yeah, and his hollow glance and things. It's like he's just totally lost.
Oh, you're so right. Stare. They cut to him after whatever play it was, and he was mouth agape, looking off into space.
Yeah.
Not a human has ever been more disinterested in human history.
Right, it's nuts. It is absolutely nuts. All right, Twitter poll coming up in just a couple minutes. Your calls, top of the hour. Line them up for 7 o'clock, 412-928-9370. We'll get to the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll in just a minute. We'll also get to Mike's Beer Bar not too long from now. It's Thursday, December 8th. Can't wait for it. Christmas karaoke, Mike's Beer Bar, Thursday, December 8th, 6 to 8 p.m., our fan host, that's us. A great guest lineup. David Bednar, Heather Abraham from KDK. We absolutely love her. Pomp, he'll be there. Pomp and his daughter. The Pomp. Pomp, it ain't easy.
The Pomp Army.
Yes, we're going to have a lot of fun. Bring a new pair of clean socks, great socks, or make a $5 donation, or both. Socks for the City. That's who we're going to take care of during this sing-along. It's going to be absolutely wonderful. And it is at Mike's Beer Bar, Thursday, December 8th, for Fan Karaoke. Top of the next hour, your calls. We'll hear from Cam Hayward at the top of the next hour. He had a lot of great things to say. We'll hear from him at 7 o'clock. Aftermath of this 24-17 Steelers victory, which they held on arm's length. Well, it's a little bit closer, wrist length maybe, at the very end. And we'll hear from Cam Hayward. Then we'll hear from you. Your calls at 7 o'clock. Where does this team go from here? I think that's the question in the jumping off point at 412-928-9370. Line them up for 7 o'clock, and we talk to you about that. But let's hit our Twitter poll right now. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Daily Twitter poll. This from yesterday. Let's see how many people got it right, because it was opinion, but then it turned into fact after the fact. Straight up, who you got tonight? That was the question yesterday. Steelers or Colts? 60.6% of you ended up being right. You said the Steelers. 39.4% of the respondents said the Indianapolis Colts. Today's Daily Twitter poll. Vote when you get an opportunity at Fan Morning Show every single day. Tell all your friends to vote. It's fabulous. Lots of votes already this morning, and we thank you for those. How would you grade Kenny Pickett's performance against the Colts? A, B, C, D, or worse. So there are four choices. 66.4% of you, so just over two-thirds of the respondents to this point, say a B. 19.6% say an A. 12.3% say a C. And 1.7% of the people doing it for effect say D or worse. So there is that. Again, vote whenever you get an opportunity at Fan Morning Show. Crowley, you had a lot of fun last night, right? I had this show on, the pregame show. You and Zeiss did it from in here, not at the casino. You were in here last night. And first of all, there was a bit of a scheduling snafu, or at least Paul thought he was supposed to be here at
six, even though he was supposed to be here at 5. And then when he walked through the door, he goes, well, I was 8 minutes early for what time I thought I was supposed to be here.
Right, and he was right.
He was right. He was right. And he said he got done with his shift here at 3. He said he would have just hung around if he knew he had to be in at 5, but it's all good.
Yeah, and then you guys started talking about the thermostat in here, which provided some wonderful comedy.
What's your ideal indoor temperature? What do you shoot for?
In, like, right here in the studio, 75.
What about in a moving car?
70?
It can be up to 80.
Why do you want it so hot?
Because I'm cold, man. I always say... I said this to Doran the other day when we were on the air. Remember we were doing that pregame show out in front of the stadium when it was like 20 degrees? I was like, man, we're built for the tropics. You know what I mean? We're that summer.
What do you mean we?
You know, we black folks. We were down near the equator. We were okay being there, and y'all brought us up here. I mean, come on, man.
Oh, God.
That's all I'm saying. So that's why when I'm in the studio, I'm always freezing. I got to be warm, and I don't like being cold.
So a history and a meteorological lesson all in one with Paul Zeiss that you'll get on Steelers pregame, leading you into Steelers and Colts. You got to listen for stuff like that. It's great, but the hits didn't stop there. He then gave you an international relations lesson as I was listening. And Crowley played along. This was good. If you ever needed to have an international relation lesson after your meteorological lesson and your history lesson, Paul provided that between U.S. and Mexico.
But, you know, way back in the day, the true story, when the Sun Bowl, you know, began and, you know, was in like the early 70s and stuff, people had covered the game back then, and there was people down there I was talking to that had been a part of the game for a lot of years, that had helped run the game for a lot of years. They were saying back in like the 70s, when they used to take the reporters into Mexico and hook them up with prostitutes during the Sun Bowl week. Honest to God, true story.
Yes. So you get that. So you're trying to break down the play of Dan Moore Jr. Right. Or maybe talk about what's going to happen with the Steeler tight end situation. Or
How did you get from Jeff Saturday to Juarez prostitutes?
You know what? Paul, just apropos of nothing in the middle of the conversation, said, can I just stop you right there?
Seamless transition. I think how it worked, and I was listening at the time, he also talked about how he'd been to Birmingham 3 times for that bowl game, and they had to move it to 1 o'clock because it was in such an unsafe area. How the guy told him, Paul said that he came out of the game one time and there was a car on blocks on fire. And he said, we probably shouldn't be playing at Legion Field anymore in Birmingham. And then he said, but it's not the worst place. Actually, the Sun Bowl was bad, but not right where the Sun Bowl was, because the people loved the Sun Bowl because the locals loved it. But you didn't want to go local on the other side of that border because crazy stuff would happen. But back in the 70s, it was actually a fun time on that other side of that border. And I think that's how the conversation came about.
That is, because, I mean, I started the show yesterday with, hey, welcome to Steelers pregame. I'm not breaking down Steelers Colts for 3 hours. Right. That ain't happening here. And so Paul hears that, and Paul does Paul. And I was happy about it because we needed to break up the damn pregame show, and I wanted to hear about Mexican hookers in the 1970s. And also, I would just like to say my family, Irish, came here long after white people took your people up here, Paul. I'm just saying. Yeah. Leave me out of that one.
Nothing to do with the tropics. Yeah. All right, top of the next hour, Cam Hayward. We hear from him, and we take your calls. Does this provide a sense of positivity, or was this just a win over a bad team? 412-928-9370, or could it be both? Let's talk to you at 7 o'clock. Your call's next. We hear from Cam Hayward as well. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Great deal on a newer pre-owned vehicle. Great service, too. You'll find it at Sun Chevrolet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh, oh.